Welcome to my Stronger Than You Think podcast. My name is Sarah, and I'm here with my friend Nimesh. And I love how he starts his podcast. So I'm actually going to immediately put into use what I learned from him. And he says, thank you. And I love gratitude so much. So I'm going to thank you, all of our listeners, our watchers, for coming along this journey with us and for your beautiful thoughts, your beautiful prayers, and comments that you make, that you learn so much in these podcasts and you're able to feel stronger than you thought. And I love hearing these things. So thank you. These things aren't possible without you listening. And so I'm very grateful. I'm grateful to have Nimesh here with me. And so get settled in. Get ready to enjoy the ride with us. We have met only recently and immediately felt such a huge connection. This is fun. I was on his podcast and now he's on mine, and the conversations and the energy exchange that we've had already is just beautiful. So without further ado, I'm going to allow Nimesh to go ahead and introduce himself. So go ahead, the way that you would like to be introduced. I'm so thankful that you're here. This is so fun.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for such a safe space, such a I feel the love, I feel the support. So thank you for having me here. I am Nima Sharia. I'm an Akashic record reader, Akashic trainer, podcast host, podcast creator, as well as a spiritual coach and mentor. I love what I get to do. I get to guide people on their journey. I spent 25 years plus in the corporate space, and I left that space because I didn't belong there anymore. I just knew it. And what I do now is I guide people on their journey through mentorship, through Akashic record reading, through the podcast, through whichever way. But I get to guide people to truly understand why they're here, to release the programming, to shine their light unconditionally. I really do feel like everybody's going through something right now, and everybody's so often we get pushed to look for the answers outside, so often we get pushed to dim our light. What I get to do is I get to guide people to shine their light unconditionally. And I love what I get to do.
That's beautiful. I have immediately a question for you,
Sure.
a couple of questions. I'll ask them both now so I remember them both, and we may or may not get to them. You and I may
Yeah,
go
exactly.
somewhere else, but I'll get them out anyways. The first one is I've only really started to learn about Akashic Records since you and I spoke the first time. I looked
Sure.
into it and I started reading and understanding. So that's question number one. Can you tell us a little bit more about
Sure,
that? Because I
happy
don't
to.
know if a lot of my listeners have ever even heard of this. Number two, how are you able to you describe so well what you do? And for me, that's been something I've had a hard time. It's almost like not fitting into a box, but kind of in your ability to describe what it is that you do. And so that's kind of the second one. And maybe, I don't know if it's less important, but I really, really want to hear about Akashic Records
Sure.
and how you got there, sort of what it means and why you love it so much.
Wow, that's such a powerful question. Akashic Records changed my life. So Akashic Records are a record of everything your soul's been through. Current life, past life, future life, prior life, everything about you is stored in the records. And when you connect to the records, it's the human psyche can't take all that information. So when you
Right.
connect to the records, I always say you receive what you need rather than what you want. So by connecting to the records, you can get an insight into your journey, the karma you carry, the soul contracts. It's the way I channel the records is I connect with your guides and I channel messages for you. Now, your guides, you have a human experience to have here. So if you're meant to go through something painful, it's not like you can really connect to the records are going to stop that. But what it'll do is give you insight and awareness so you can understand what you're going through, accept it, and then process, integrate, and move on. So, I connected with the records when my friend, my mentor, Sidra Jeffrey, she passed away in March 2020, aged only 38 years old, in a fire. And in India, she spent a few months in India, most of the time in the UK, but when she left, obviously I miss her humanly, but there was like a calmness that came over me. I knew where she was. She was exactly where she was meant to be. I knew that she could help so many more people there. And quickly she became a spiritual guide. And as a guide, As a human, she'd get under my skin like nobody else, and as a guide, it's the same way. But she was very persistent about the Akashic records. She kept. So I learned how to read the Akashic records because I wanted to understand my soul contract with her. I knew we weren't done. I knew we still had work to do, and I learned them just because I wanted to understand the soul contract. And I knew that, by connecting with the records, I learned that, I do the work here, and she supports me in the other realms. I do sometimes ask her why we couldn't do it the other way, but that's a different conversation, But sometimes I'd love to kind of just float around in the spiritual realms all the time. But honestly, that opened me up to a whole different world. It's such a beautiful process that I started reading for friends. I got a message through the records that my voice, my gift, which is where I started the podcast. And the podcast is called Spiritual Journey Path to Awakening. I sort of named it after Sidra, has her initials. Spiritual Journey, Sidra Jeffrey. So I named it in her honor. I kind of at the beginning, I guess my intention was to share her wisdom, but what I've learned is it's about not sharing anybody's wisdom, really. It's like wherever it comes from, whether it's Sidra, whether it's me, whether it's from a different source, it's really about channeling whatever's needed for the collective. And I started the podcast, and really, it was a passion project at the beginning. I'd do like an episode a month whenever I felt like it. And then I started working with my co-host, Stacey. We started doing an episode a week. And now I release the two episodes a week. I don't edit anything. I don't script anything. I don't, whatever comes through, comes through. But, it just opens so many doorways. And then talking about Akashic Records, the mentorship program I do that's changing lives, I channel that through the records. I left the corporate space knowing that I wasn't meant to be there. And for me, the records have really, it's like a lot of people connect with the guides wanting to know all the answers, kind of wanting guidance. And for me, the records has allowed me to build a connection and a relationship with my guides. Also, it's like a doorway to so many other realms. It's opened me up to so much magic in so many different realms. So yeah, I am. Records only protecting, but I am a little bit protective over them, but just because they've changed my life. And if you do the history, Akasha is mentioned in Christianity and Hinduism. The kind of the energy of the vibration has been around for a while. And when I started, I kind of thought of Akashi Records as maybe taking people to the land of the Akasha. Maybe it's a building like a library, right? And then I kind of it's more like a cloud around me, and now I just see it as part of everything.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it's just when somebody books a reading, what they're doing is they give me permission to connect with the guides. And I used to say I'm just a vessel. I changed it. I am a vessel. Without the
Oh,
vessel, there's
yes.
nothing, right? So I'm a vessel for
Get
that
rid of the
channel. I'm
just.
a, yeah, I'm
Yeah.
so I'm a vessel for that message. I don't change anything. I don't filter it. Who am I to change or filter it, right? That's the human. But and honestly, it's the time I feel closest to source.
Yeah.
I feel, and you asked the second question you asked me was about my introduction. There's really two answers. One, I feel blessed with the podcast. I mean, over 300 episodes. So if anyone's thinking of doing a podcast, I would highly recommend it for a number of reasons. One is it's a good platform to speak, to share your truth, let go of the numbers, just trust whoever's meant to receive it will receive it. But it's also a good training platform. I'm used to speaking. I'm used to channeling. I'm used to kind of, as I said, I don't script anything. I don't prepare anything. Whatever comes through, comes through. And even when I interview guests, we don't pick a topic in advance. I'll just talk and we'll just have a conversation. And then whatever comes through, that's based in how I'll base the topic. So very much channeled, very much practiced. But mostly I'm speaking from the heart.
I love
It's
it.
I love what I get to do. It's just I've never scripted that intro. It's different and the same, I guess, in my podcast, but it really is I love what I get to do. So if you're trying to introduce yourself, I would ask yourself to just what do you love about what you do? Because when it's scripted, when we try and do it in a way that, oh, what does other people want to hear, we kind of lose our essence.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just my essence is I love what I get to do. So And I'll always say my purpose is anyone I connect with, I want to leave them better than I found them. And that, we everyone's like, oh my God, what's my purpose? Why do we want to limit ourselves to one purpose?
Absolutely.
So that purpose allows me to do podcasting, allows me to do public speaking, allows me to do events, Akashic record reading, whatever, mentorship, whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
It allows me, it's because I know that every day somebody's going to listen to the podcast, and even in a small way, I'm going to leave them better than I found them. So it means that I achieve my what, my purpose on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So if I want to sit around and do nothing all day, then I can sit around. I'm not saying I can do that easily, but
Right.
I can, I'm happy to be for a few hours. I'm happy to spend a day in nature. I'm happy to, to just be and to do it without feeling guilt. So, if
That's
I did it
really
for 3 or 4 days in a row, then there may be part of me that's like, all right, I need to get on with stuff, right? But
right.
the universe also has a great way of just nudging you and keeping you honest too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, gosh, that was so cool. I love hearing all that. It's fascinating because the different gifts and things that I have, I feel like I'm always kind of trying to find where I fit, which is a silly thing to do, I think. But in order to explain or describe, I like to, you like to have it.
I think what you're saying is you're looking for a connection. You're looking for,
Oh,
you're not
perhaps.
trying to fit in, right? Because it's like, who
Yeah.
fits in, right?
Yeah, right.
You're not
Yeah.
meant to fit in the planet, but I
No.
feel like you try and empathize and find a connection. So you like a thread that you can.
Yeah. I'm better able to describe one-on-one. If somebody tells me what it is
Sure.
they're looking for, I can then say whether or not I do that thing. And then that seems to be an easier conversation than just an in general. So that's
So
really cool.
I'm
I'm
going to put you on
curious.
the spot. You didn't
Good. Yeah.
introduce yourself at the beginning. So introduce yourself now.
Oh yeah, that's funny. I usually don't, because I just say it's my podcast and I'm Sarah. Introduce myself now. So I am Sarah in the middle of my podcast. This is amazing. Thank you, Nims, for doing this. And I am able to talk to people's souls is what I'm able to do. And I'm able to find things there that you have tucked away and hidden, and whether you meant to or not, that they're hidden, and I'm able to talk to your soul in a way that it's so comfortable that you're able to see what it is you need to do, what needs to change. And then your body and soul can connect and get well.
How beautiful. You can talk to souls.
I really can.
That's
And
so
I'm
beautiful.
curious. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I think that in a that I think that's what you do as well. And I'm curious, do you, because you were talking about like getting into a session and if you do a reading, and I think in our minds, like I like to think that then we get to go open a drawer and we do this thing and then we close the drawer. And that's not how it works for me. Occasionally I'll be talking to someone and I'll get a message from someone
Sure.
else that I've actually had to tell whoever it was to hold on, because we're in the middle of a podcast recording and this is too private. Like, just wait a
Yeah.
second. We'll end the podcast. And then I'm like, okay, I got a message. Let me tell you this. Does that happen with you?
Feel like I've trained myself to the urgency of that message and the way you've just described it doesn't happen to me as often anymore. It's more,
Okay.
I get an intuitive hit, I get a message, I get a visual, I get something, and actually it comes to me when I need it most. So, you've experienced that the first time we spoke. I just, if I feel somebody's energy and they're open, I'll just share whatever's coming through. And it's not like everybody's different.
Yeah.
I got asked that question the other day. I had a meditation circle. I had somebody who was leaving. I just somehow said to him, I said, look, you have something coming through to you and you're blocking it. And I just left it at that. And I just didn't really think of it. And then a few days later, she sent me a message saying, what do you mean? I'm like, and I thought about it. I'm like, I don't know what I mean. That came through in the moment. It's up to you to
Exactly.
figure out. I'm not here to. I just shared insight that you guys were sharing, and it's like you've got to sit with it and find out what the blockage is. So it comes through in so many different ways. And honestly, the Akashic records, I don't open my own records that often anymore, but for two reasons. One, when I open other people's records, I feel like I get intuition and get messages from anyone. And two, I kind of feel like they're open around me all the time. So,
Yeah.
my sessions. I do more mentorship than Akashic Records now.
Okay.
And what mentorship allows me to do, and Akashic Records are included in there at some point, but what they allow me to do is work with somebody for 12 weeks. And, I've created a framework for the human, because the human wants to know, oh my God, what's each week going to be? And
Right.
da, da, da.
The human's like, lay it
And
out, tell me.
so I have laid it out, but it's like I'll always say everything comes through as channeled. I
Absolutely.
don't, it's like at the beginning when I created the program, I had to fit in. Oh my God, I've created this week one. Did I need to do this? And it's like, even if I was getting, it's like now I'm like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just,
Yeah.
yeah, but I will, I will start every session the same way. I'll do a grounding. I'll pick a card. I'll set the energy. I'll put a bubble around. And, that sort of stuff for me is important just to protect the energy, protect the vibration. But then whatever else comes through, it comes through. And it just, I think I asked you this on my podcast is, anyone listening, they're thinking, I haven't got guides, I don't receive messages, I don't get intuition. And it's 3:33 in the UK, there you go. What it mean what I'd say to you is we all have guides. And it's our expectations of how we receive these messages. You have people like us talking about seeing things and having people speak in our ears and all this sort of stuff, and you like, I don't do any of that. And it's just you've got to create and build the muscle. And how do you build the muscle? Start by trusting your intuition. Because it's like so often
Yes.
we ask a question and we do one or two things. One, we ask a question and we kind of like, yeah, we're not going to get anything. We ask our guys to show off or, you know what, show me an eagle today, whatever it may be. And it's like, but in the back of our minds, we're like, that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And what our guys do is they hear us. And they're like, oh,
Yeah.
okay, you don't want to see an eagle today? All right. We got you. We got you covered.
Right, yeah.
And the other thing that happens is when you ask a question, your intuition's quiet. It's not loud. It's not like your ego. What happens is you get an intuitive hit, which is gentle, which is loving, which is quiet. And your ego comes in and
Yeah.
says, and it's like your ego either tells you you're being stupid or nothing's coming through or to ignore. And it's just trust your intuition.
Yeah.
And it's like what that happens is you start to build a muscle. The more you trust your intuition, the more you start to feel the connection, and it's just closing your eyes and feel the energy around you. What do you feel? And just where do you feel it? What if you allow the magic to come? And the other thing is, we always look at our guides to give us all the answers. It's really about building a relationship, building a connection. Think of them as friends. Think of them as part of your family. And before you go to them is, and you should go for them for questions, of course, but allow yourself to feel their love, their support. Always remember that not all your guides have been human, so they don't know what you need. So you have to ask them, you have to tell them. And by the way, that your guides have a sense of humor too, right? Sometimes they love nudging you and guiding you with some jokes, so, but they mean
Yeah,
well.
it's, oh, I love that you shared all of that because, like we were talking about before the podcast, even it's so neat to begin connecting. And it sounds like you've connected with more, I'll say more people like you. I don't, you know what I mean, who understand. And I think we actually talked about this either on your podcast or at some point we've spoken about this, how it used to be almost isolating and lonely to have these gifts or to feel these things. And now it feels like there's more and more of us, or we're finding each other. And it's so beautiful to have this connection with other humans who are having the same experience. And sometimes we say words, and I believe words are important, and also that they aren't. And sometimes the words that come out of my mouth, you are able to receive in the way that you need to. And I think that's the
Because
most
there's an energy
beautiful.
of vibration to what you say,
Yes,
right? There's so much
absolutely.
more than just the words. There's an
Yeah.
intention, there's a
Yes.
vibration. People feel that so differently than just the words. I mean, they say, depends who you talk to, 70, 80% of communication is nonverbal. And that's
Yeah.
so true because if like this, if you can see somebody, you get so much more from the energy and the vibration of the person, and the words kind of come after.
Yeah.
And it's your intention. So if your intention,
Yes.
if you're in a good space and your intention is to love and to really kind of, spread your wisdom, and people feel your intention.
Yes.
It almost comes. This is why, I was kind of cleanse the aura as well, because your intention comes before your words. People feel your intention before they hear your words. It's just, so, and it's just it's so beautiful. And you mentioned finding those people, and I think what we talked about was we've just been through a phase where a lot of people felt lonely. You kind of go through this spiritual shift, and the phase we've just been, and for some people there, maybe they're still in, it kind of feels like nobody understands you. It feels like you're alone. It feels, and honestly, you're a soul having a unique human experience. So nobody's going to fully understand you, but I do feel like we're moving into an age of collaboration, where you need to look for like-minded people. You need to look for people who lift you up, who allow you to be safe, who allow you to speak your truth. Maybe not fully understand you, but can empathize. And if you're open to magic, the people will show up.
I love that you keep saying that. If you just be open to magic, I think that's so. I just love how you put that because I agree.
Thank
I
you.
think that we can be or have been or up until now, it happens for everybody else but me. You know, one of the things you were
It's our
saying.
expectations.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of my favorite things to say is, and I'm sure well, I don't know if I'm sure you've heard this. Maybe this isn't an expression over there, but maybe you've heard something similar. Don't think about a pink elephant. You weren't. You never. I have never found somebody who was like, oh my gosh, I actually was, unless they were standing in a weird zoo or in a ride at Disney. You weren't. But as soon as you say don't, you're there. So as soon as we say, this is what I want, but it's not going to happen, that's where we go. Not, you know, it's,
Well,
I'm not going to
it's
have it.
yeah, because the universe doesn't hear no. It doesn't
No, it
hear.
does not.
It just, this is why you've got to ask for what you want,
Yes, not what you
not what
don't,
you don't
not,
want. Yeah,
yes.
because your guides don't understand the word no. It's just not. It's
No.
not in there. It's so.
Focus is this. Okay, well, that's
Yeah.
focus. Yeah.
It's
Don't
just,
look over
it's
here.
just,
Where? Oh.
but
Yeah.
it's, your intention is so powerful, and it's like, it's our expectations. And it's like, if we want magic, it's like, how do we want, I expect to hear from our guides. If we limit that to, I need to see things, I need to see things, oh my God, I need to see things, then you're going to miss so much. And it's just, if you're open to magic but let go of what that magic looks like, it's just, again, it's like, if we limit ourselves, it's like saying to our guides, okay, you know what, I really want to see a rainbow today. And you look in the sky, you can't see a rainbow. But let's say you're driving on the road and you're not actually looking at the vehicles, and maybe a truck passes you by with a rainbow on it. It's our limit. It's how we limit ourselves. But we keep looking in the sky and said, I asked for a rainbow, I didn't see it. Maybe three trucks passed you by with rainbows on. But because you've put things, what your expectations are, in a box, this is the thing. I feel like we're in this phase where more and more we've been asked to let go of our expectations. Just take each day as it comes, and ride the wave. And by the way, that doesn't mean you don't do anything. I'm not letting, it's more you've got to do your self-care, your time in meditation, your time just being. And then what that gives you is a platform to receive.
Oh, I love it. I love you and I think spoke about receiving too and how beautiful it is to receive. And I think that it's easy to ask for something and then expect it not to happen. So we're not even open to receiving. Well, this is what I really want, but I'm not going to get it. So now I can't even receive it. And so I think that we're,
Then you want to be a martyr, right?
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. See, I knew it when
Yeah.
if all we
And
were
then you
just
want to
hope.
feel alone. Yeah, then it's like, I can't rely on anybody.
Right, yeah. And then we
And
create these fact files of things that may or may not even be facts that we're creating.
the reality is, maybe in the last phase, maybe you had to do it on your own. Maybe there was a phase where, I mean, I feel like your guys always with, but it's that feeling of isolation allows us to go to a deep, dark place, and maybe that's where our expansion comes from. But then maybe now, if you're open to it, the phase is different. Maybe now it's not a sign of weakness to ask for help, but for me, it's a sign of strength.
And what if it is that easy?
What if it is?
What if it is? Play with that. Expect the
100%.
magic. Why not? Just be open to it. Why
Yeah.
not?
I mean, I
Yeah.
love getting up in the morning and just saying to my guides, you know what, today I want you to get up. I want you to show up and show off.
Yeah.
I want you to show up for me in whichever way, but really, what I want you to do is show off.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they're going to show off. It doesn't matter. This conversation is them showing off, right? So
Yeah.
they're probably high-fiving each other. Check us out, guys. You know what I mean? Just, and
I
that's.
love that you said that. High five. That's my, and I don't even think you know this. High five is my favorite. It is
I've
my,
never heard you say it.
no, but it's my favorite. I love high fives. When I would
There you go. High
teach,
five.
yeah, high five all the way across the pond, right? Oh my gosh, I love
Yeah.
it so much. When I go for walks in the morning, I'll high five everybody I see. I'll just hold my hand up. And when I would
Oh, people
teach,
probably look at you weirdly. They probably were.
they used to, and sometimes they're
All
like, what are
right.
you doing? And now they'll start. You know, they just know that that's what's going to happen. But yeah, that energetic, that vibration, that physical touch is so incredible. And it's so, I love that you said that our guides are high-fiving. You know what? They must
Yeah.
be. And there,
100%,
and that
100%.
right there,
Yeah.
let's just tell our viewers, our listeners, that right there is exactly what we're talking about. A
It's the
hundred
joy.
percent.
Yeah,
That
it's the
is,
joy.
it just happened.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes it's easy to think, well, that wasn't really what happened.
Who cares?
Serenims talked ahead of
Yeah,
time. They
yeah.
planned this. Not at all. He'd never heard that I love high fives.
No.
We've not met in person. And to me, that was me being seen and felt and heard. And I receive that. I love it.
And honestly, if you think I go if I do that much planning in the world, then you're definitely wrong. I'm sorry, but yeah.
You
And
can't
you
be
can believe
bothered,
that if you
right?
want. Maybe that's your truth, but yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. That's but it's such a simple thing, right? High five. I remember during lockdown, the thing I missed the most was hugging people. And I just love to hug people. And it's like when you greet, you can shake hands, but there's so much more power. And it's just like, of course, I miss talking to people and whatever else, but I just miss, there's so much love in a hug.
Yeah.
And that intention of a high five, they're just like, again, it's your intention. It's just, if
Yeah.
your intention when you high five somebody is to spread love, they'll feel it. You
Absolutely.
don't need to use words.
I'm curious. So this something that happens to me, and I'm curious if it happens to
Sure.
you, is I'll ask someone, and perhaps like all of a sudden I'm realizing why this happens, but I'll ask someone how they're doing, and I joke, it's true, it happens, but I say it sort of jokingly. I'll get into an elevator, ask someone how they're doing, and they tell me. They don't say, fine, how are you? They tell me.
Yeah.
Like from their soul, and
But
then they
it's
look at
because of your
me.
intention.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that until right now, even though I've
Yeah.
taught it. It's fascinating to hear that.
Because it's
And
active listening.
yeah, I do care how they're doing. I'm not,
Yeah,
how
well,
are
yeah, but
you?
it's also active. It's like, how often do we have
Yeah.
a conversation and actually we're not really listening. We're thinking about when, by the way, out of respect, we could be thinking about how we're going to respond. But when you just stop and you listen to somebody, you ask them a question, how are you? And then you create the environment. Actually, you want to know, and you're paying attention. The human may not really recognize it, but the heart and the soul does. And it's like they feel that love, they feel that intention, and then they'll share with you. And it's just, and just it's so beautiful when you create that space. And for when it starts happening at the beginning, because I get into the most random conversations, and at the beginning I was like, wait, what? And then it's like, now I'm just like, all right,
There
fine.
we go.
Just because this is what I do. My intention with my guides is I'm just going to keep showing up.
Yeah.
If I feel a nudge to go somewhere, then I'll just go. And I'll look around and say, I'm not sure why I'm here, but okay, maybe they just needs to feel my vibration. I mean, I'll give you an example. I went to it's like a fashion event, but it was an event by a Facebook group in the UK that's kind of supported me, professional agents. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go there and support them, speak to a few people. Not really my thing. A lot of, women's clothes and whatever. But I'm like, I'm just going to take a walk. And I walk around, said hello to a few people. I'm like, okay, cool. I spread my love and I was walking out. And this lady stops me and she's like, she was with her husband and she's like, are you Nimesh? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I follow you on social media. I felt your energy all day yesterday. I only came here today because I knew I was going to see you. And I was like, this lady doesn't know me. It's not
Yeah.
that it's not a spiritual event where people can expect to see me. And I was like, okay, now I get it. I just gave her a hug, gave her a card, and said, "You know what? I'm sending you so much love and light." I haven't heard from her since, but that's okay. But isn't that beautiful? It's just like you go to a space, no expectations. I was walking around spreading love. Now, the other thing I'd advise is when you're in a public location, do put a bubble around you, do protect your energy.
Absolutely.
Because right now, everybody's feeling something, so you don't want to take on other people's energy, but spread love.
Absolutely. And
It comes back then to intention again, right?
absolutely. And with that advice, I will jump to a conclusion that you have not protected yourself, much as I have not in the past, and then learned that is not a good choice because we do
Yeah, no,
take on
100
so
percent.
much. Yeah. And we go, okay, now I've instead of it almost feels like there are two options: remove myself altogether from society so I don't feel, which is not realistic, or protect myself so wherever I go.
100%.
I once had someone say that the way that I do energy work or any of this type of work is I do have this bubble around me and I invite people in, and so all of their whatever goes, on the way through this bubble, they can come in and hang out with me energetically, and then they can move, but I don't have to take their stuff because that doesn't help either one of us, does
Why
it?
exactly? Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean,
Yeah.
so my intention is always, I'll put a bubble around me, but I'll say, I ask my guides, only allow loving and supporting vibration in,
Good.
because I
Yeah.
don't want to put a bubble around me and then stop love coming in too, right? So I
Correct.
want to, but here's the thing: it's like as healers, we want to fix everybody at the beginning, right? We want to heal everybody. We want to send love, and but you just said it: taking on other people's emotions doesn't help them or us.
No.
Because whatever you're feeling, you're meant to feel. I love the phrase, and I love the phrase. It's, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. It's like, who are we to try and stop other people's pain? Why would we want to? If you sit with it, and you go back through your most painful experiences and ask yourself, how did you grow from those experiences? You'll realize that your biggest growth came from your painful experiences. So why would you want to stop somebody having pain? Now, that doesn't, that's why I say pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. Sometimes we stay in a situation, we've integrated all the lessons, but we decide to stay there and we suffer. That's what you can stop. Because we're a soul having a human experience, so we've contracted a lot of pain, especially if you're here in this lifetime, because I feel like we've contracted a lot of deep stuff, but you're here to feel and experience life. Now, sometimes people start on the spiritual journey. I did it. It's like I start on the spiritual journey. I'm like, everything's going to be ease and grace. Everything's going to be so, because I'm aware now. I'm aware. I'm so aware. I know. I can feel energy. I can see. And it's like, but it's awareness can be annoying sometimes, because you still, pardon my language, you still do dumb shit. It doesn't stop you doing dumb shit.
No, it
You're
doesn't.
just more in awareness that you're doing dumb shit. So it's
Like,
kind of like, you're like, wait, why did I do that again? It's like, oh man. And it's like, but the way after awareness is always acceptance, right? Because it's like we become aware. And how do you become more aware? Because I get that question, is you change your question.
absolutely.
How often
Oh,
do we stay in victim
yes.
mode? It's like, oh my God, this always happens to me. Oh, I
Why,
always attract this. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
like, why me? Why me? Why me? If you change your question, it's like, well, how is this serving me? What is this teaching me?
Yeah, what
If you
am I
have someone
learning
in
as
your
I'm
life that's triggering
growing?
you, okay, what's my soul contract with them?
Yeah.
You change your question, you start to be open to knowledge, and that's what increases your awareness.
Absolutely.
But then once you become aware and you realize you've been doing crazy things for hard time, you start to judge yourself. Oh my God, I wish I knew this 10 years ago.
Right.
Well, unless you have a time machine, and if you do, let me borrow it. You
Right.
can't, accept where you are, love where you are.
My daughter actually taught me this recently, and you may have heard this saying, the best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago, the second best time is now. And she's like, Mom, why do we always say that? Why don't we just say now is the best time? I was like, that's brilliant. Like, why are we, let me beat myself up first a little bit and then allow myself to
Aren't
change now. I was like,
kids
that's
great?
brilliant.
But aren't
Like,
kids great?
fantastic, Race. Yeah.
Yeah, so beautiful. No filter.
Yeah. So I thought, you're right. Let's not, at least in our family, everybody else can do what they want. But for us, that's how it is. The best time to start is right now, as soon as we get that awareness. And there's no beating ourselves up and judging for what we didn't know, because that doesn't even make any sense. It
No.
just, It doesn't make sense. And yet we do it. It's like the only way I can be happy is if I make sure I wasn't and I beat myself up for a while and then I can sort of look at, no, just, oh my gosh, I learned this. I can move forward now. And perhaps that's what helps us to change so rapidly. I think you and I spoke of that as well, that maybe in the past we could change gradually, but now
Oh no,
there's no
cycles are
reason
happening.
to.
So yeah,
So
cycles
fast.
are
Like, let's
happening
just
so
go.
quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Yeah,
the
you
other
want to break
thing,
that cycle, break it now, done, go, move. Yeah.
and we talked about it as well, the illusion of control.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, it's like,
Cute.
how much? Yeah, exactly. I mean, the past is the past. We can learn from it. Sure, we can integrate lessons. Can't change it.
Yeah. No, that,
And
yes.
if we're honest with ourselves, look at the past few years, how much control have we really had? I mean, who could have predicted lockdown? Who could have predicted this kind of crazy retrograde season we're still going through? You
Yeah.
know, it's just, yes, you saw the retrogrades coming, but the expansion, the mini
Yeah.
lessons, the bigger lessons that everyone's going through, we don't really, the only thing we control is this moment. What
Absolutely.
do we feel? What do we love? What can we be grateful for in this moment? That's what we can do. And if we do that, then what if the next moment is even more great? What is even more beautiful?
Oh, I love that. And it's maybe it's not so much control as it's choice. What do
It's a
we
choice.
choose to feel, to see, to experience? Because just like you were talking about with the rainbow, if all I'm looking at it, this, okay, give me this answer and give it to me like this in this place and this exact
Yeah.
thing, and we miss out on so many things. But if we choose to look everywhere, and I love that you noticed it was 333. I love when I notice those numbers. I so often see 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I do too. I do.
And
Yeah, I
I've
don't know why. I've seen that more recently than other. I'm like,
yeah.
wait, why 1, 2, 3, 4? But I don't. For me, magic numbers, and it's like everyone Googles and whatever. I just thank my guides for being there.
Yeah,
That's
right?
there for
Isn't that
them just
neat? It's
showing up.
yeah. I have so many people say, "Oh, I wish I felt what you felt, what you feel." And I say, "But you can."
It's a
And
choice.
you can't, well, no, that's not my thing. And isn't it funny how just so immediately I wish, but I can't. Okay, well then you're right.
But it's a muscle. Yeah, but it's a
Yeah.
muscle.
Yeah. If you don't ever pick up the
How
weight, you're
many?
not going to get stronger.
Yeah,
You're
I mean,
correct.
how many people try and meditate once? I can't meditate.
Right.
Got
Yeah.
to
My
build the
brain won't stop.
muscle.
You don't want your brain to stop. Come on, let me
Yeah,
tell you.
but
It
it's
looks
like going to
different.
the gym one time and expecting a six pack, right?
Or having
You
a
know,
salad. Now I
it's
should be healthy. I had a salad once.
yeah. Well, I
I
didn't
had a
really enjoy
salad.
it. I wasn't nourishing my body because I was forcing myself to eat it,
Yeah, but
so
I
I
ate
was
it that
feeding
one time,
myself.
so why am I not?
Yeah,
Yeah.
but then the thing is that even that's crazy because you're feeding yourself something, and you're putting negative vibration into it because you're forcing yourself, and then it's just really interesting. The more that we can, and it's not easy, by the way.
No. We talk about it like it is, and
Yeah,
it isn't.
but
We've
just
just worked
be.
those muscles, haven't we?
Yeah,
Yeah.
but we're still human too. Of course, we do. You know, but
Yeah.
just be present in the moment. Just.
Yeah.
If you can, whatever you're going through, if you can accept it's expanding you, it's what your soul chose. And I trigger people when I say that. So let's say you're going through something really painful, heartbreak, grief,
Yeah.
and you have somebody like me come along and say, you know what, whatever's happening to you is serving you. Like, well, hold on, I'm going through something so painful.
You're
How
right.
is this serving me? But the thing is, it is teaching you something. And it's also, we came into this world to release so much karma. And you know the karma could involve pain, and it's just, but it is. I believe that really, three things. One is we come here to release ancestral and personal karma. Two is our soul wants to expand in certain ways. But three is whatever we learn from one and two. What if it's how we're meant to guide others? I always feel like there's a reason why we go through things. It's here to guide us. And what if you can use what you've learned in one and two to guide others? And it could be just one person, by the way. You don't have to become a mentor, be on stage to, maybe you are meant to do that, but maybe you're just meant to take what you've learned and guide one person. Not fix, by the way,
Right.
because we can't force. Just because you may have some knowledge, and just because you went down a certain path, the other person's path may be different to yours,
Absolutely.
but they may gain some wisdom from your, and then it'll change their world, right? So
Yeah.
I go off for a tangent on all topics, by the way, just so
Oh,
I'm
I
sure you
love it.
realize. Yeah.
I love it. I think you and I could do that all day.
I'm sure, exactly. I'm sure.
I think it's beautiful. And I love that you were pointing out the intention, and it's neat. I'm curious if this happens to you as well. My kids notice and they'll say, "Mom, this person needs you." So they're able to see and feel, but then I also see it happening with them because they're learning. And I mean, what is it? The imitation is the best form of flattery. You know, when
Yeah,
you see
100%.
someone learning something and doing it, not because you're forcing them to,
Yeah.
but because they know how they felt. And I think that's really,
Powerful, right?
yeah, it's very powerful. I feel like I had a question in there, but I don't, I guess. Or it
Yeah,
went away anyways.
I mean there was something I was going to say with what you, but that's gone away too. It's just yeah, I don't know. What were you talking about? We'll go back. I feel
We
that
were
was a
talking
point about.
about things that we're releasing and why we're here on this earth and not taking pain
Oh
away
no,
from
yeah,
others.
it's just like being guided and your kids guiding you to people and
Yeah.
they're healing. I'm a big believer that anyone that is assigned to me, anyone that I'm supposed to work with, anyone that are meant to guide me, it's a soul contract and I'm just open to them coming into my world. And we have a natural intuition when we meet somebody of how we feel about them. They could be shining on the outside. They could, your best friend in the world could say, "Oh my God, this person is amazing. You need to meet them." But you may get a vibration which says, "Actually, you know what? They're not meant to be in my world," and that's okay.
Yeah. You
But if you
actually
get a
set me free the very
vibration,
first time we spoke because you said
yeah,
something like that. You're like, trust
and
your
just
intuition. Why aren't you? And I was like,
yigs.
I feel like I do a lot, but you're right. There were a handful of times where I'm like, well, this is what I feel, but I
Yeah,
see.
and we hold on to people.
We do.
And it's like sometimes we hold on because we remember them with, rose-tinted glasses or how they were, or it's our expectations of who we think they can become.
Yeah.
And sometimes we see the best in people, and that's beautiful. But at the same time, they're not always meant to be in your world. And the way you do that is you check in with yourself and you say, okay, is my soul contract with this person done? Yes,
Yeah.
no.
Yeah.
And the interesting, most interesting thing I talked about that with people is the blood family. Our expectations of the getting, receiving love from your mother, from your father, from your brother, your
Yeah.
sister. In the end, you pick your blood family to expand you, not always to love you, because they can push your buttons like nobody else can. They
Oh,
grew up
man.
with you, and
Yeah.
it just, but is we our expectations of receiving love from them. That sometimes keep us stuck.
Yeah, and I think too, if you look at it in the way that you said, that we're learning something and that we're
Yeah.
expanding, like, isn't that just a better way to look at something instead of what do you owe me or what
Yeah.
do I owe you? That's
I mean, nobody owes
such a
me anything.
limited, no,
Yeah.
nobody does, but I think it's easy to get to that. Well, because of
Yeah.
this and this, then you, and that's like who put those
Yeah,
rules
who put
there?
that? And the other thing is, you know what? You can let go of your blood family. You can still have them in your world, but intentionally not give your power away. And it comes back to that intention to say, you know what? I release my soul contract with this person. I'm done. Call on Archangel Michael, whatever you want to do to cut ties. Archangel Michael's beautiful at cutting ties. Call on Archangel Michael and say, you know what? Cut ties with this soul contract. I'm done. It's okay. And by the way, soul contract's not done. It's not done. It's fine. But if it is done, then,
Then
and
that's
again,
also
it's like
okay. Yeah.
if you choose to have your blood family in your world, that's okay. Just don't give your power away to them.
Yeah.
And the
And
other beautiful
it goes
thing
back to
is,
choice, doesn't it?
yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is find your soul family. Find those people that hold your space and expand you and nurture you, allow you to be. And they do exist, by the way.
Yeah. And be open to that. I think it was funny because you said find your soul family, and I immediately thought I wanted to ask you what your soul family is, and you immediately went into what it was. And it goes back to what you said about be open to that magic. Be open to what if you can find them?
Yeah.
Not they don't exist for me and I can't, and I'm here's my lot in life, and poor little me, and I'm stuck forever. What
Yeah.
if that's not the case? What if there is magic? What if there are people out
Well,
there who
I mean,
understand you?
because, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Universal guides love you unconditionally, but if you're meant to go through something painful, you go through something painful. But what they do is they send you people to support you along the way. You have to be open to that support. So they're not gonna, if you're meant to go through something painful, something that's like grief, heartbreak, you're still gonna experience that because this is what your soul has contracted. But if you're open to it, you can manifest people in your world that hold your space differently, that allow
Absolutely.
you
It's a
to
lot of
process.
and.
And yeah, and maybe you get the love of a mother from somebody else, the love of a father, love of a brother or sister. And by the way, they don't need to look like a mother or father or brother or sister. Their energy and their vibration is what matters.
Absolutely. And it's so beautiful that we truly do have access to all of those things if we're open to it, if we're just open to receiving, open to the possibility that what if?
And trust your intuition. We come back to it. It's just, it's like if you're looking to do a course or need some help or, you ask for help and the universe sends you somebody. How do they make you feel? How often do we pick a trainer, a therapist, whatever, based on their credentials or,
Did they check a box? But we
yeah,
don't
or,
feel it.
oh my God, they have a really good website. Okay, it's great,
That's fantastic. But how do
but
you
it's just how do
feel?
they make you feel? I mean, people always remember how you made them feel.
Yeah,
It's
I heard one. Your actions speak so loudly. I can't remember what you say, or the people will never remember what you said, only how you make them feel. And it's neat because when you make, not when you make, when they feel a certain way when you're around, what they will tell you they heard is exactly what they needed. And I've heard so many times people come up to me, "Oh, I love when you said this." And I know I didn't. I know my mouth did not say those words, but that was what they needed. And
Yeah,
because they
100%.
were open to receiving, they received it. And isn't, I mean, that is so powerful, I
I mean,
think.
so often somebody was like, "Oh my God, you said this to me and it helped." I'm like, "All right." And I probably did say it, by the way. It's probably channeled somewhere along the way, but I'm not going to remember.
But
I
because it
mean,
was
I'm wrong.
channeled, it wasn't yours.
And
You were the
I'm
vessel.
grand, yeah. And I'll always say, I know nothing. I it really, whatever I say, wherever it comes from, it's not mine.
Correct.
And but what that allows me to do is be a forever student. It means I'm always growing, always learning. Because it's like I had a conversation with a client this week about mastery. It's like, what do you want to become a master of? I want to be a master of nothing. Because as soon as you say you're a master, let's say I would say, I'm a master Akashic record reader. What that's doing is it's stopping me from growing in that area. I'm saying to the universe, I've learned all I can because I've mastered it. Look at me. I'm so cool. I've mastered it. But then I want to keep learning. I want to keep growing. Ease and grace, just saying. Talking to my guides.
Slow down, slow down.
exactly.
I
I'm
know
not
you
giving you
heard me, but
permission
let's
yet.
be nice, be gentle.
Just clarifying, just in case you were confused.
Not right now,
Yeah,
immediately.
exactly. I want to keep learning. I want to do it in a beautiful, magical way, if that's possible.
Yes. Hold on. I know you heard me. Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, I feel that sometimes. Oh, I'm so excited to learn and grow.
And
No, no,
that's the
no,
other
no,
beautiful thing. If you're manifesting, if you're asking, make sure you be careful what you wish for because you may just get it.
Yeah, exactly.
And
Exactly.
if you want to manifest being on a stage full of and having 100,000 people in front of you, okay. But just be aware that can be a bit scary too, It's like
Right.
you can be on stage and thinking, oh shit, what did I,
What have I done?
But ultimately, be in spaces which make you uncomfortable because that's where you grow.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to say that I enjoy being uncomfortable because I enjoy being uncomfortable in my realm of discomfort that I enjoy,
100%,
right? Like we
100%.
all. Yeah.
Because the thing, I know I'm an expander, right? And you saw you, right? But
Yeah.
so I intentionally put people in, like when I asked you to introduce yourself,
Yeah.
we didn't talk about that beforehand.
Nope.
But I knew that it was a safe question to ask you. I'm not going to, kind of,
Yeah.
but also I knew it was going to make you feel uncomfortable.
Which you
And
did.
yeah, of course.
And it was
But
fine.
then, yeah, 100%. It was like you sat with it for a few seconds and then you spoke beautifully.
No, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I think it's really powerful to be in a safe place with somebody that can ask you uncomfortable questions, but not inappropriate, uncomfortable in a
100%.
way to help you to grow, and then to allow yourself that discomfort and also growth. Like It's all of these beautiful things together that allow us to expand safely. And I think that often, and this is, I think, what you were saying before, sometimes we follow a course or a mentor or somebody because of, a beautiful website or credentials, but we don't feel it. And so we're not allowing ourselves to expand because intuitively
What's our intention?
we
You know,
feel
our
closed.
intention is we want to be fixed.
Yeah. Take it. Oh, look, you look like you could take it from me.
It's just like, because I don't want to take responsibility. It's just like, no, it's just,
No.
pick. And this is what, for me, that's what holding space is. Make it just expanding people, nudging them along and feel uncomfortable, not jumping into fix. How many people say, I'm gonna hold space? And but then, we have to allow people to be vulnerable. We allow to have to allow people to speak their truth. We and make sure they do it in a safe, protected environment. And that's, for me, is what holding space is. It's not fixing anybody. It's not, but it is sometimes making them feel uncomfortable and calling out, because you expand from that beautiful, loving space. But again, it's your intention. When I asked you that
Absolutely.
question, my intention was for you to share what you do with love, light, and to speak your truth.
And it felt neat because I don't think I've explained myself that way. I don't think I've said before that's what I do, and I've struggled with the words, and that felt it was easy. Oh, this is what I do. That's
And
really neat.
this podcast can be a training platform. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
You
Yeah.
should at the beginning tell her, because what if this is the first time they're listening to you?
Right? Yeah, absolutely. And I noticed that on your podcast that you do that, and it's neat to hear things and then to realize why and then to incorporate it. And like we've spoken about many times, we can do it so much quicker than before, perhaps because of so many reasons. And so if we can do something quickly, why wouldn't we do it now?
And the weird thing is, I've thought many times about recording, kind of what I say at the beginning and not having to say it every time. And it's like, one, I don't always use the same words. And two, I don't know, I feel like it sets the intention and the foundation for whatever's coming next.
So, having said that, I wanted to ask you what's exciting that's coming up, but this is bizarre. That feels scripted. It isn't because we didn't script it. But what I actually want to ask you is you just talked about like being grounded and having a safe space. Would you want to do some sort of, because we're ending our time. And I never end this way, and I don't even know if you do, but would you want to maybe first tell us where people can find you, which I'll put in the notes and description and everything. I'll do links like we always do, but after not but after that, would you be willing to,
Do
I
a
don't know if,
grounding,
yeah,
or would you?
do a
I mean,
something. I feel like
I
there's
can,
something that could
yeah,
be, yeah, something, whatever
sure,
it is that you're called to. Thank
happy
you.
to, happy to. So, where do you find me? Sure, my website is every socials and website is all my name. So, nimesh-radio.com or saying my name on all the socials. If my voice resonates, then reach out, send me a DM. I have a beautiful mentorship program. So again, if it feels like it's a calling, my voice resonates, then book a free discovery call. I can take you through it. I'm not sure when this is released, but on 12/12, I'm going to start a new membership. I realize there's a big gap between my podcast and what I do. So the membership is really, and because I know we're moving to a community space, I wanted to create a really safe community. So if that, again, that's something that resonates, reach out concerning the information. My voice resonates. Reach out, send me a DM, listen to the podcast. I feel so blessed with the podcast. It's over 300 episodes. I've been doing it for 5 years now, I think, something like that. I feel like it's very guided. So if you want to hear more of this type of conversation, obviously listen to Sarah's podcast, but maybe listen to mine too. And let me know if you have any feedback. But I will close with a grounding. I don't know, wherever they take me. So if you're in a position to, obviously if you're driving, then concentrate on driving and maybe come back to listen to this, or it's okay, listen with your eyes open, as long as you're paying attention. But if you're in a position to, in a safe way, please close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and a breath out. Take another really deep breath in. And a breath out. Just imagine and visualize yourself in a beautiful bubble. The bubble is filled with love, filled with light. Just see yourself at the center of that bubble. And then just allow that love and light to enter you. Fill every part of you, starting off the top of your head to your feet. Cleansing every part of you. Starting with your crown, which is the top of your head. Moving to your third eye, which is your forehead. Moving through your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Into your neck, into your throat. From your throat, through your shoulders, into your heart. Into your stomach, solar, sacral, base. Into your legs, your feet, your toes, your arms, your hands, your fingers. Feel every part of you being completely filled with this beautiful white light. Feel the light extending outside of your body and cleansing your aura. Feel it extending further and completely fill this planet, this universe, with so much love, so much light. Feel yourself being one with the light. And from here, let's call in our guides, our soul family, any ascended masters, any archangels, any high-level beings, any ancestors, any past lives are here to support us. I ask you to come and form a circle around us, only allowing loving and supporting vibration into this space and also moving forward. Allow your guides just to come in and be in surround you. Open your heart to truly feel them around you. Just feel their presence. If you see something great, if you hear something great, but just trust they're there. And from here, I call on our guides, our soul family, to magnify their energy, magnify their love so we feel it, to send any messages with clarities and grace. I thank our guides for nudging us along at this time, for continuing to support us, to continue to share their love. I thank our souls for choosing to be here at this such an expansive time. Take a moment to be proud of the human. You've come so far. Take a moment to be proud of yourself. Know that you always, always have your guides around you. You're never alone. Take time every day just to feel the energies and the vibration around you. Feel how supported you are. I thank you for this opportunity to speak our truth, this platform, to truly share love, support, intention. If you're here, you're meant to be here. You're needed, you're wanted, and you have such a beautiful light. Again, before we close, just take a moment just to feel the energy around you. Feel how loved you are. Maybe feel it like the warmest blanket. Allow yourself to feel the love that's around you. Allow yourself to be loved in the human realm, but also in the other realms. This is your time. We love you very much. Slowly come back into your body, taking a deep breath in. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you. Thank you for giving me that space.
Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it so much. And I'll share just a little bit of what I saw and felt in case our listeners, our viewers haven't seen or felt or experienced this before. I felt when you were talking about a bubble, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I just felt family, past, present, future, everyone, just so many invested souls in my personal journey, just coming in and surrounding me. And I think one of the ways we can begin to trust our intuition is to allow that magic to happen, like you said. And if things pop into our mind, allow them as they are. Don't brush them away and that can't happen to me and that must not be me and dismiss it. Just embrace it and allow the love to come. And so if you had an experience like that at all, let us know. That would be fun. And also just allow it.
And what if it's like so often our mind gets involved and says, no, I'm making it up. So what? And by the way, if it's a human thought, let it come, let it go. It doesn't matter. Because that's the other thing we do is we, oh my God, I can't even stop being quiet for 2 minutes. You get so annoyed. No, be gentle. If a thought comes in, it's not. You just let it come, let it go, let it come, let it go. And, I'm sure there's people sitting there listening, so your experience saying, I didn't experience that. I want to experience that. Your mind goes to so many weird spaces. And it's like, whatever your experience was, it was perfect for you.
Absolutely.
And by the way, the beauty of this is we recorded it, right? So maybe you meant to go back and listen to it a few times.
Yeah. And maybe you'll remember, wow, I thought of a flower. I thought of this person. I felt love. I noticed that I was in a place that was warm and it wasn't cold, or it was cold and it wasn't too hot. You know, just allow yourself that stillness and that beingness, as that ability to just accept whatever it was.
Yeah, and
It's
by the way, if
okay.
you're cold, that's not nothing dangerous. It's nothing to fear.
No.
Just means you were in a different realm. It's okay.
Yeah. And just let whatever it was be.
100%.
Absolutely. And if you loved Nimesh's voice and you want to connect with him, connect with him. If you loved my voice and want to connect with me, connect with me. You want to connect with both of us, it's all okay. And
100%.
there's not any competition. There's only collaboration.
Yeah,
And
100%.
whoever is called to either one of us, both of us, or neither of us, we're all okay with that. And we want you to be supported and loved and feel that you are so much stronger than you think. We're walking with you in this journey. We're not ahead of you, behind you, or with you. And we just want to say thank you for joining us today on this podcast for this time. Your time is sacred, and we're grateful to spend this with you. So from both of us to you, we're sending you love and light, and we love you. And so I like to wave a little I love you sign. That's over here. That's ASL. I don't know,
Beautiful,
BSL.
yay.
There we go.
I love
And we
you all
love
too.
you.
I'm sending so much love and light. Thank you for this space. Thank you for the loving environment. I'm sending everyone so much love and light. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And we'll talk to you again very soon.
Bye for
Bye.
now.